What claim, if any, do beneficiaries have to assets which are left by a direct ancestor where there's no will? That is, do the descendants have a right to this money? Where does that right, in a sense, come from? The beneficiary has no objective right to the assets, the questioner says. If so, what should happen to the assets? Well, look, a legal system has to function, and therefore what happens is that we set up legal defaults. And I think this is completely legitimate in a legal system to set up legal defaults. And in this case, in terms of the assets of somebody who dies, the legal default is that it goes to their next of kin, somebody related to them. That's the default. Now, if you, as the owner of those assets, don't want it to go to your next of kin, you want to give it away, you want to burn them, or you want to give it to anybody or to the state or to the local zoo or whoever, it's incumbent upon you to define where the money should go. So the legal default is set up as next of kin, which I think makes sense because the fact is that most people in most circumstances want it to go to their kids or to their wife or to some other relation. Of course, with a wife, there's a separate contract, which is the contract of marriage would define some of this. But kids, family, that has historically been where people want. So that's the default. You have to have some way because otherwise, you're right, what happens to those assets? So you have to have a default. Family's the default. That's what happens, and that's what should happen, unless the person decides otherwise and therefore creates a different setup in a will. It's incumbent upon you. It's your moral responsibility to set up a will and define to whom you want to leave your assets.